Sometimes God's people come to that point, you know. They look at the kingdom of Christ. They look at the circumstances they're in. They look at the generation in which they live. And it's just winter. And they never imagine the spring. They never hope for it. They never pray for it. They never really believe that the spring must follow the winter. But beloved, as sure as winter rolls around, so does spring. It does. It does. And I don't know whether I'll live to see it. I don't know whether I'll be in the midst of it or experience it, but spring will come. Well, life, it's the pattern. It's the way it is. The entire history of the church shows us this. Do not listen. Do not have your spiritual temperature and your understanding of the present days calibrated by what's going on the news. Don't be constantly gleaning from what's being presented before you on the television, on the radio, through the internet, or whatever means of media that you follow. It seems dark, it seems bleak, it seems hopeless, it seems like surely it's all coming to an end. The world is winding up, and maybe indeed it is. But we have come through this before. The church has experienced it time and time again. Winter after winter has rolled round, and spring always follows. Always. As sure as God is in heaven, and His church is being built, spring always follows. Are you praying for it? Are you? You know, I get so upset with all the criticism today that goes on. I mean, it's not new. The church has always been like this, being critical of itself. As has been said before, the Christian army is the only one that buries their wounded. And the criticism. You imagine one gardener looking at another gardener's garden and criticizing it because of the lack of life in the midst of winter. Criticizing his way of going about it. Well, if he had only done this and that and used this fertilizer and tended to his plants in this way and trimmed and so on, if he'd only done, just looking, but not actually looking at their own garden, which is also dormant and apparently dead. This is what the church is doing today. Look around at other gardens, other churches. Pointing out everything that's wrong. When the wider kingdom, generally in some sense, at least in many parts of the West, is in a winter. Every last one of us. And we should look for the spring of the kingdom. Not just the free church. God help us. God help us if revival only comes to the free church. It won't even be like a drop from the heavens into the sea. Not even discernible. We want the spring to come to the entire kingdom. And this is what the Lord says to you, to the church. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Come away from the things that pertain to the winter. Come away from the habits that you get involved in when you think spring's not coming. You see, when you know spring's coming, you're busy. There are things to be done when spring's on the way. There's preparation to be made. When I know spring is coming, there's certain things that have to be done to the ground. And seeds that need to be planted and all of that. There's work to be done in the winter with the anticipation of the spring. But if you don't believe spring's coming, you sit there and you get involved in all sorts of silly nonsense that does nothing for the kingdom of Christ. You waste your time. You fritter it away. And what of it? Nothing fruitful. The winter is past. Oh Lord Jesus, make it true. Make it true in our day. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. Yes, new life. Souls breathing out the name of Jesus Christ in affection for the first time. The time of the singing of birds has come. The voice of the turtle is heard in our lands like a dove that is either dormant for winter or goes away for a time and then returns after winter has passed. There's singing in the air. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs. The vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Oh, just the days of a little heaven on earth. Revival, that's it. This is the point, beloved. All of this leads to an awakening. Awakening, revival. The revival of the people of God. The revival of the work of God. The Lord coming and bringing spring after winter.